I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is the education reporter for the Daily New Mexican, and he is a great guy. Hi, great guy, Robert.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say.
Yeah.
How you doing? Did we take last Friday off?
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving.
And today is our All Film Festival discussion. I've told several people we're probably not going to make other announcements unless
yes,
they involve animals.
Well, we've got the Felines and Friends.
Oh, boy.
Is having an adoption event this Saturday and Sunday at Petco from 11 to 4. And proceeds benefit Felines and Friends. They need donations. They need volunteers, all sorts of things. But anyway... Oh, photos with Santa.
That's right. So they're
photos
looking for people
Santa.
To go help. And you don't have to act as Santa, I don't think, but they're looking for people. And I've helped them in the past to be there as Santa's helper and help the puppy and the kitty. It's for puppies and kitties down at, where is it, Petco or PetSmart?
It's Petco.
Yeah.
Well, no. It's Petco on Saturday and PetSmart on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so there you go. So you can go to those places, have your picture taken with Santa Claus. Pardon me, your animal's picture taken with Santa Claus.
And you can adopt cats from 1 to 4 at Petco
better.
On Friday, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, so if you don't have a cat to pose with Santa and you say, gee, I got to have a cat, then you can adopt one right there.
And also, we got something from the Española Animal Shelter and Humane Society, the wonderful Bridget Lindquist.
Bridget.
They're having an event, Get in the Holiday Mood at Gifts for Good, dun, a silent dun, auction dun, dun. On December 6th. That's Sunday, I guess. That benefits the Española Humane Society. And 30 one-of-a-kind pet dishes designed by Pat Boone, Joel Nakamura, Jeannie Cooley, and other celebrity artists. You can bid on certificates for dining and clothing and all that kind of good stuff. So Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple. And for more information, 577-8739 or order them online at evalleyshelter.org.
Yeah, so we have animal things, and we need to help the animals, even as it is the Santa Fe
Film Festival. Well, I've been doing nothing. I haven't done anything but film festival all week.
You had a great interview the other morning with filmmakers from a movie I very much liked called The Red Machine.
And you would like The Red Machine.
Because?
Because your whole persona of the wisecracking 30s and 40s movie dude is kind of like what that film feels like. It's very good. It's a very well done heist movie.
It is set in 1935, and it has the absolute feel of a 1935 movie, with the exception of the beautiful color, which sort of gives it a contemporary air. And I think the actors are good. I think the directors did a nice job. Stephanie and Alec, who co-wrote it, co-produced it, co-directed it, they were on your show. I recommend it. And it plays with a very funny short subject.
Gandhi at the Bat.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. It's supposedly it's a newsreel style.
Right.
When Gandhi had to pinch hit for the New York Yankees or something?
Yes, and it is hilarious, and it's so well done. It fits the style. And as you know, Gandhi at the Bat is a sequel to Gandhi with the Wind, which Gandhi was involved with the Civil War.
Oh, that's just bad.
What do you mean? You never saw that movie?
Okay, what else have you really enjoyed at the film festival?
I like, as you know, during this program, not to mention the ones I didn't like. I know that's not great consumer reporting, but I don't want to do that to anybody because...
I don't want to do that to anybody either. There were some that I found unwatchable. I watched them for 15 minutes and I couldn't bear it. And there were some I watched all the way through and I couldn't bear it. But, you know, you don't... I mean, but the way I feel is everybody is putting a huge amount of creative effort and money and time. And guess what? Their next film might be better.
That's true. And I'll make a quick note that we'll plug Pasatiempo because we have an all film festival issue practically with Wes Studi, one of the tributees of this year's festival, on the cover from a movie I liked very much called The Only Good Indian, in which he plays, it's set in 1913, a native bounty hunter who captures young Indian boys who've escaped from Indian schools. And it's a great story. I don't want to give away much. It's got some good action scenes, terrific acting, a really good relationship between Wes and the young actor playing the young boy he pulls in. I think that's his name is Winter Fox Frank is the young man. So I recommend you see that. Wes is one of the people being honored this year. But we have interviews with Wes.
I'm sorry, I didn't get him on the air for the... he's another tributee I wanted to...
But you got Ellen Curris.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, she's amazing.
She's also profiled in PASA, as is Mark Rydell, who not only is a terrific interview, but... He's part of a documentary I very much liked called Character. Did
you
watch it?
I watched as much of it as I could. It was not my thing.
Is it because of the topic matter?
I didn't feel that that the interviews in it were very strong.
That's interesting. I liked it, but I wonder if that's because of my acting background and my theater background.
Yeah, I think it's a black and white movie, which is a documentary in which the director asks actors about acting, how they learn to act, the process of acting and all of that. And that is a potentially very rich subject. And maybe it was better than I thought, but I didn't get into it.
I liked it very much. I recommend it. We have a thumbs up, thumbs down here. It has Harry Dean Stanton, Peter Falk, Mark Rydell, Sidney Pollack.
Sidney Pollack was really good.
Yeah. Dabney Coleman, who also remembers going back to the Neighborhood Playhouse, one of the great theater training venues in New York City. I liked it. Mark Rydell's in it. He's one of the tributees. Read my Q&A with him in today's PASA. And let's talk briefly then. The tributee night is 7 o'clock Saturday at NDI on Alto Street.
National Dance Institute.
And the fourth tributee is Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
And they're showing a couple of his movies. The Missing, shot here about 5 years ago. Ron Howard's Western. And I'm forgetting the title of the movie directed. Now I feel terrible. The Three Burials of... I cannot remember the title of that movie.
We'll get it in a moment.
It's terrific, and he directed it too. So they're honoring Tommy Lee, they're honoring Wes Studi, they're honoring Ellen, and they're honoring Mark Rydell. I thought that, and I wrote about this in today's PASA as well, I thought it was a very documentary strong, in two ways, festival. There seemed to be more documentaries than usual, and according to the organizers, about a third of the movies are documentaries.
They got way more documentary submissions this year.
Right, which speaks to, and I write about this in today's PASA, the popularity of documentaries, the relative inexpense of documentaries. That doesn't mean they're all good. And I saw some that I thought were very good, one that I thought was okay, and quite a few that I'm not going to mention that I just didn't think were good at all.
Yeah, same here.
And regardless, incidentally...
If you want to know which ones are not our picks, you can write to radiocafe@ksfr.org.
But just because somebody makes a topic about something that they think is vital doesn't mean it's a good movie. And that's true of any art. Well-meaning art doesn't always equate to well-produced art, and that's some of the problems. However, I very much liked... Heather Ross's Girls on the Wall.
Yes, I love that. I had Heather Ross on the air. That's a movie about teenage girls who are in prison or in jail, whatever it's called, juvenile detention.
Juvenile detention up in Illinois.
And some of them have done horrifying things, and some of them, one girl who you totally fall in love with, her only crime was contempt of court because she kept on running away to go see her mother, to be with her mother, who's a crackhead.
Running away from foster parents.
Foster parents to be with her mother, whom she loved, even though she was a drug addict.
And it's about they're putting on a theater show based on their own lives.
Yeah, they write a musical based on their own lives.
And it's tight. I would say it's less than 70 minutes. It's very well done. Heather Ross did a nice job. I interviewed her today. You interviewed her. I also liked, and unfortunately it played last night, so we don't have to talk about it much because it's not playing again, the Brother Theodore documentary. But I know his work and I know his legacy, and I'm afraid people who did not know that may not have gotten into that. But I thought Jeffrey Sumerell did a nice job with it. But played last night, it's gone already.
Just to mention, in case anybody ever comes across it again, it's called To My Great Chagrin, The Unbelievable Story of Brother Theodore. And since it's not going to play again... Buy the DVD right to the filmmaker. It's really worth seeing.
Good. I'm glad you thought so. Yeah. I really thought that it captured him. And
I mean, especially if you like kind of crazy, dark, interesting characters. This guy was a performance artist. He was persecuted by the Nazis and lost his whole family, escaped to... Well, anyway, we're not going to talk about it because it's already over.
Right.
To My Great Chagrin. Keep your eyes open for it. Dancing Across Borders is a terrific movie. Did you see that?
I did not. One of our freelancers saw it and thought it was pretty good, but had some flaws, but was decent.
I thought it was wonderful. It's playing again on Sunday, I think at 1:30 at National Dance Institute. The time isn't in the flyer that was originally given, the film festival flyer, but it's about a Cambodian teenage boy who's a dancer who goes to New York City to train with the School for American Ballet and becomes a professional ballet dancer. And it's just funny and beautiful and interesting and bicultural. Cash Crop.
Didn't see it.
It's good.
Okay, good. I believe
it's about the marijuana industry in California, and has, you know what I like about documentaries is when they are full of stuff that you didn't know.
I agree. When they can educate you and allow you to do your own independent thinking about the topic and maybe do your own research on it. I mean, and this is one of the things I talk about in the documentary Story on Pasta, is documentaries don't always equate necessarily to the truth, quote unquote. They may be the filmmaker's truth, they may be the filmmaker's subject's truth, but we're focusing on documentaries because I think it is a strong crop and they've turned in a lot of good ones. And again, I don't want to put any of the feature films down, but quite a few of them that I saw, typical, unfortunately, of the years I've covered the Santa Fe Film Festival, 10 years now, a lot of the feature films narrative are just sort of so-so. They might have good acting, but like they're boring, they're bland, and they might be first-time filmmakers who don't know how to turn things on. But
with one great exception.
I'm not suggesting there's not.
The Other Bank.
The Other Bank.
That was a brilliant, incredible movie. Now, before we get off Cash Crop, the one about the marijuana industry, that's tonight at 9 o'clock at the DeVargas.
Good.
And The Other Bank, I will get the time for in just a second,
yeah,
but that is
terrific.
A movie which is a co-production from the United States and the Republic of Georgia, and that screens actually today at 12:15 at The Screen, and then tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the DeVargas 2. And if you can take off work to go today, or maybe you don't have to work today at 12:15, seeing it at The Screen, of course, is wonderful because it's such a great theater.
The Screen is great.
But seeing it on any big screen, it's a very simple story about a boy, 12 years old, who is a refugee. It's set in the 1991-92 uprising, and this child and his mother have escaped the ethnic cleansing, so to speak, the genocide. But the father stayed behind, and he wants to go see his father.
The boy wants to go back and reconnect, coming of age. Very beautiful. One of John Bowman's picks. He's executive director of the film festival. This is his final year. And
that's my number one pick of the whole festival.
Stan
Rodman.
Rodman is involved with the picture. He had a movie in the festival last year, and he's involved with this. Yeah, it is a beautiful feature film narrative, and I would definitely recommend it as well. That's a good choice. And I don't mean to put them down, but I've seen so many what I call so-so, mediocre, okay, watchable narrative feature films. And I know filmmakers are on a low budget when they do this, but they don't seem to know how to keep them moving.
You know, what did you think about Becoming Eduardo?
I thought it was okay, but not good.
It was,
and
I
not
thought it
bad.
Was, I thought it was not bad, and because it's a New Mexico film with New Mexico characters in
right.
it, you know, I would recommend it on that basis. We did an interview with the filmmaker.
And the acting is excellent. But again, it just slow pace, you sort of say, cut a little bit here, put a little energy into this. And yeah, it's okay, definitely. And it's competently made, technically much better made than a lot of pictures I've seen. And beautiful,
yeah.
I think, southern New Mexico locales, not
yeah.
northern. Not
no,
Truth
and Consequences.
Kingston, Hillsboro. And again, I will praise the actors. And again, praise them for putting it together and making it work.
Now, Made in Pakistan, there is a that's a documentary.
We
did
didn't
you
get
see
our
that?
Hands on it. No.
Oh, well, I did because the filmmaker lives here in Santa Fe.
Another thing, just briefly, we didn't always get the DVD screeners we wanted. Those things happen. It's nobody's fault. And a lot of filmmakers have been calling me in the past 2 to 3 days. I imagine a few have been calling you because they've told me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in touch with you. If you're going into another festival, give the people, find out in town, in the town you're going to, who the PR people are, who the film writers, film radio people are. Contact them, I would say, a month in advance, certainly 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Get them a screener. It's okay to call this late, but there's not much I can do to help you. And I don't think there's much you could do because you already had your guest lined up.
No,
week.
I lined it up. But Made in Pakistan is good. It's about four urban middle-class Pakistanis in a big city, and it defies all. If you have any stereotypes about what Pakistan is, it defies them.
When's it running?
That is today at 8:30 at the DeVargas Cinema, and then Sunday at 2:45 at the New Mexico History Museum.
Wait, 8:30 now or 8:30
no,
tonight?
No, 8:30 tonight.
Yeah, but there are some movies that start at like 10 in the morning, aren't there?
Yeah, but not 8:30.
Yeah.
I got a very nice note from the man who made Back to the Garden, Flower Power Comes Full Circle, and it's a documentary made over many years with a group of Back to the Land hippies, seeing how what they're doing and how their lives have changed. And that's today at 3:30 in the afternoon at the DeVargas.
Correct.
It looks good. I haven't seen it.
Ditto. He contacted me again late on Tuesday. I did fit him into my daily story on Wednesday, but I hadn't seen the movie. And we talked a little bit about the need to get that stuff out there. But he was very polite and professional. I appreciate that when people are trying to get press. A couple of locally made films also. Spoken Word is running in the festival. Karen Cook's picture. And also, It just escaped my mind. Oh, El Corazón de Santa Fe, about the Cathedral Basilica downtown, Tony Martinez's documentary, which screened at the Lenzic, and then I think it's screened again since then, but it got a lot of attention at the Lenzic, and maybe isn't not getting as much attention this time around.
Now, what about the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival?
Oh, Melquiades Estrada, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada. That's Tommy Lee's film.
Oh, okay, right.
Say that again?
The Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
Right, there's this little festival.
There's another festival.
And
it's happening today from 5 in the afternoon till 10 in the evening at Warehouse 21. And tomorrow from 3:30 to 6:30 at Warehouse 21. And Sunday from 4 to 11 at night at Santa Fe Complex. And a ton of independent films. Are they all local? I don't know.
I don't know if they're all local, but they include works by Gary Farmer, Wes Studi, Joe Ray Sandoval. And I think they're starting up. They're trying to figure out who they are. They got to me a little late with publicity, but I did put a little blurb in them about today. I'd be curious to see how they do, what they do, whether people pay attention, and whether they're back next year. That's always interesting to me. Check out Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.com.
Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.com.
And of course, for the Basic Film Festival,
yes,
you just check out
Santa Fe Film Festival.com
instead of independent.
And there's so much other stuff happening. Can we just go into a few little quickies?
Like parties and panels?
No, Chris Jonas, The Garden.
Oh, you mean non-film stuff.
Chris Jonas, The Garden, Chapter 1, Night with Del Sol String Quartet at the Center for Contemporary Arts tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, ccasantafe.org.
Correct.
And
Baca Street Studio Tour.
Baca Street Studio.
If you want to go over to Baca Street and see the city... Cedar street lights, pretty street lights. That's tonight, Saturday and Sunday. You see a bunch of artists making art if you want to get away from the film festival.
And then Victoria, oh sorry, go ahead.
Victoria's Secret, yes.
No, Victoria Price Art and Design today from 5 to 7:30 is doing a benefit for Assistance Dogs of the West. That's a good thing.
Always a good thing. And Victoria Price is a good lady. I like her.
Indeed.
Howard Corder, who lives here, about 20 years ago, he wrote a play called Boy's Life. It's playing at the College of Santa Fe tonight, 8 o'clock at the Greer Garson Theater Center. Call 473-6511. And on the topic of performance art, Linda Durham, artist, gallery owner, sweet lady, is doing her one-woman show at the Riot Performance Center tonight at 7:30, and it's called Mobius Strip.
Nice.
Yeah, and we got a little blurb about it in today's Pasatiempo, so take a look at that.
And I got a note from Michael McGarity that his wife, Mimi McGarity, and many other artists are doing an event today at Santa Fe Clay. Am I right? Yeah, Santa Fe Clay at the Rail Yard from 3 to 8 in the evening. Food and refreshments, music by Matthew Andre. And lots of opportunities to do your Christmas shopping.
Good. And a couple of non-film festival movies. The Messenger, which I think is a very good but not quite great picture, is at Rico de Vargas. See my review in today's PASA. Really good work by Ben Foster and Woody Harrelson. The Headless Woman opens at the screen. Robert Benziger from PASA gave it a very good review. Brothers opens today. As does Armored, as does Everybody's Fine with Robert De Niro, which played at the festival the other night.
Yeah, but all those movies you can see anytime.
You can see them anytime.
But you can't go to the Santa Fe Film Festival anytime.
I don't know how true that is of films at the screen, CCA and DeVargas. They tend to come through town quickly.
They come and go, but still.
So, yeah.
So
the Regal 14 stuff, you're right. You have a month to see them.
And holiday gift fiestas this Saturday and the next two Saturdays from 11 to 4 at Bert's La Taqueria. And it's free admission, lots of parking, and it's about helping more women become entrepreneurs and see art and craft by New Mexico women artisans.
Nice. Let's talk about some of the, if it's okay with you, panel talks and workshops happening during the Film Fest.
Oh, yes.
Today at 10 o'clock, there's a panel talk called There's More Than Just Film in New Mexico Film, talking about TV, talking about other media. So 10 to 11:30. I believe these events are free, even if you're not going to other festival events. Hotel Santa Fe, Kiva B. Tomorrow, I believe Ellen's talk is at 10 in the morning. They moved it from what's in the program. We got the word in Pasatiempo that...
Ellen Kuras.
Yeah, that she's going to be... her conversations with Ellen Kuras are going to be originally scheduled for 1 p.m., now at 10 a.m. Therefore, the actors panel featuring a lot of those people in that movie character, Dabney Coleman and Mark Rydell, has been moved to 1 o'clock at Kiva B. These are all at the Hotel Santa Fe, Kiva A or Kiva B, these discussions. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock is how to get your independent film into distribution, which could be a very interesting chat.
Indeed.
And then, again, you have tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, the Milagro ceremony at NDI on Alto Street. And I think you can always get an all-festival pass, an all-film pass, individual passes, call the box office. But I believe the Milagro ceremony you have to pay to get in, but most of the workshops and panel talks are free.
On Monday at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall, the great documentary photographer, filmmaker Susan Micellis is talking. Monday, December 7th at 6, Tipton Hall. It's part of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and it's part of their visiting artist lecture season, Memory, Shadow, and Light, Art as Individual and Collective Memory. And I'm going to be interviewing her on Monday morning. And Susan Micellis is also doing a portfolio review. She's an incredible documentary photographer, and it's worth going just to see the slides of her work. Have you seen anything
by
her?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you're mentioning this, because when SFAI contacted me, I thought we may not be talking about non-film festival stuff, so no promise, but I'm glad you got that in there.
And just a very quick one, this coming Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe, Southwest Seminars Benefit Lecture Series continues Mother Earth, Father Sky, and Jeff Perspectives on the Environment in the West. Jeff Boyer from the Office of Archaeological Studies in the Museum of New Mexico will discuss Small Pueblo Social Organization in the Northern Rio Grande.
Nice.
And it's to benefit the New Mexico Environmental Law Center.
You like that guy, Beethoven? Remember
I
him?
Like that guy, Beethoven, yes,
yeah,
I
4
do.
4 o'clock, Sunday at the Lenzic. Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus pays homage to that guy with pianist Grace Fong. 988-1234. I've been hearing the ads on KSFR for the Anonymous Four. They're not that anonymous. If you want to find out who they are, read today's Pasatiempo. A nice piece by James Keller on them. They're on Sunday at Christo Rey Church, 7:30 on Canyon Road. There's a lot of winter concerts, and of course all the Christmas concerts are starting now too.
Hey, how about free winter concert Sunday, December 6th at St. Francis Auditorium, Santa Fe Community Orchestra, works of Poulenc, Vivaldi, Vaughan Williams at 2:30 at the St. Francis Auditorium.
We like that stuff.
We do.
And wait a minute, I'll help plug you, Greg Mortensen. You're going to have him on the show,
yes,
right?
I am.
Monday?
It's going to air on Tuesday.
Because Wednesday night at 7.
He will be at the Lenzic.
Educator, activist, author of Stones into Schools and Three Cups of Tea. 7 o'clock at St. Francis, actually, at New Mexico Museum of Art, but you call the Lenzic for tickets. I understand it is sold out, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try to get in.
All right.
988-1234, Wednesday night at 7.
Jazz and Spoken Word at Blue Chip Contemporary, Monday, December 7th from 7 to 9, formerly Chado Contemporary Art. Multi-wind flutist Wendy Dankoff, guitarist Denny Seacock, and poet Wayne Lee of Santa Fe will be joined by percussionist Griffin Brady of Buffalo, New York for an evening of jazz and poetry.
Nice.
Yeah, nice indeed.
IAIA, which is also known as Institute of American Indian Arts, out on Avenue Poe Road, is having a student winter exhibition at 5 o'clock Thursday. Check it out. Runs through January. We're already time's up. Santa Fe Film Festival.
Yeah, time's just about up. Saturday, tomorrow, 10 to 3. The Waldorf School.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Holiday Fair, music, games, children's wonder shop, free entertainment. And the Waldorf School is at Puesta del Sol, just at the end of Old Pecos Trail.
Excellent. Hey,
I wish we could do more.
I'll see you around. Maybe I'll see you at the party tonight.
Yeah, at the Ore House.
Yeah.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican.
Pick it up. It's all film festival.
Hey, did you talk about the, on Sunday, the single performance of The Cherry Tree, Music for Christmas from Medieval and Renaissance England?
I did not. Take it away.
Craig Smith was telling me about this. It's at the Lenzic. Call 988-1234 for more information. And
okay.
Craig Smith is from Santa Fe Concert Association.
Yes, I know. We miss him.
I bet
honestly.
You do. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Radio Cafe.
The podcasting address where you can hear the show anytime is santaferadiocafe.org. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. We thank Dotfoil Computer Services. And stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then Jazz a la Carta. And Robert Knott, we'll see you in a week.
I'll be back.
We're getting toward Christmas season.
Oh, boy.
As I can tell by the ambient music all around me.
I'm going to be singing tunes next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll sing your tune.
Well, thank you. I'd love to set you to music maybe later on.
Robert, thanks so much for being with us. And everybody have a wonderful weekend. Maybe we'll see you at the film festival.
I hope so.
It's so darn cold.
It's too cold.
It's too cold. Get ready for the beautiful music.
Okay.